Jordan Pullen Clark, WRPR News. Every time a big election rolls around, we're told how huge the youth vote is becoming, and it's not exactly a lie. According to Rock the Vote, an organization whose mission it is to register and mobilize young voters, the number of 18 to 29-year-olds voting in the presidential election rose 25% from 2000 to 2004 and is expected to grow even more this year. Despite the growth, it's easy to find students on the Ramapo campus who are not voting.
No matter what I end up doing or who I vote for, it's not going to matter in the long run.
That's Steve Payson, a 21-year-old Ramapo junior who is not going to vote in the 2008 presidential election. He's not alone. Here's Alvin Candelario, a 20-year-old junior.
I really don't like McCain.
What about Obama? No Obama?
No, I'm not a Democrat.
So by not voting, are Al and Steve ruining the chance that college students have to make a difference in the world?
In a word, no.
That's Jeremy Tigan, a professor of political science at Ramapo College. He says it's normal for people in this demographic not to vote. That's not to say he doesn't think we should vote. He just knows that if we don't, there are legitimate reasons.
I mean, young people tend to be doing things away from home. They could be college students. They could be working in a new town. They're at a time of great transition in their lives. And politics, as tumultuous as it sounds, it's still a small and minor part in the role of our sort of grand scheme of getting up and going to work and learning how to be an adult.
No one understands this better than 20-year-old junior Joey Lewandowski. He left a very conservative community when he came to Ramapo, and with 6 weeks until the election, he wants to vote, but can't decide on a candidate.
I think that's an interesting contrast because there's like the sense of what's expected of you in the town to vote conservatively and then as a state to vote liberally, and it puts me in an unsure position.
I'm Jordan Pullen Clark, WRPR News.